Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, along with my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we step foot on the boat, we put into a Sweet 16 style tournament. We argue each round till we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide who steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We went back into my high school years, Nick's middle school years, and we tried to incept ourselves back into that mind space. And we couldn't remember anything except these throwdown ultimate bops. This is like kids bop, except it's millennial. Wait, we should do a millennial bop where we just re-release old kids bops, but they're not kids bop versions. They're the normal versions, but they're the exact track list of the original kids bops.
I think they just call that now. That's what I call music. Volume 13, 14. It's probably around this time. Wait, no.
Nick, do you think we could get sued if we started our own record label that released things and we called it Now That's What I Called Music, and we just do music that's old?
We just put together playlists like they did, and we're like, look.
Yeah, it's like, but it's literally the exact playlist from Now That's What I Call Music 1. We just changed the name.
Actually, I think we could. I think going back to your other idea, because the thing about Kids Bop is, renownedly, they change the lyrics, right, to make it so that way it's always friendly, that any kid could listen to it. Mm. So, like, yeah, why don't we go back and do the Kids Bop Freakily? I'm sure they covered it. They had to. It was such a big hit that they're just like, oh, we have to do it. We have to do
it. I'm down.
So, and then we just cover it, but then in as adults. So it would then be adults bop, but it's still friendly for the church.
Can you imagine Petey Pablo in like a Baptist church? The church is getting down. Hell yeah. That's what we're talking about, dude. We're talking about kidnapping Petey Pablo and making him do a service at the Vatican.
I don't know if this is true, but Petey Pablo might be in prison right now. So we might have to do a prison breakout to go get Petey Pablo. I know he's been in jail at some point, and that's why his success kind of waned a little bit.
No, he's released in March 2014. He's out.
Oh, he's been out.
Pablo's out of jail. He been out. We gonna get him to the Vatican.
Oh, yeah, so we could do the 20-year with him. Oh, yeah, Freak a Week. I don't even think he's going as hard as he's like, I don't really do. He doesn't even do half the stuff he did in Freak a Leak anymore.
He didn't do much in Freak a Leak either. If you actually listen to the lyrics.
Yeah. So it's even worse now. We're not here to talk about Freak a Leak. We already did. Go listen to Group A. Here we are in Group C. So we do have that Group A and Group B champion. We took 16 of the top songs from 2004, gave it to our bracketologist. They kicked it back to us, randomized it. So here we have in the 2 seed, Leave, Get Out by JoJo, going against the 15 seed Slow Motion by Juvenile featuring Soulja Slim. And then we have the matchup 7 seed, The Reason by Hoobastank, going up against the 10 seed Naughty Girl by Beyonce. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's do Leave, Get Out versus Slow Motion. These are two songs that I both had to refresh myself with. Man, dude. This is 2004. Both these songs get it. They got it. A 15-year-old acting hard about a breakup. Yeah, that's 2004.
I will say this. I think Leave is like the only... Yes. Leave is like the only one that was written specifically towards a middle school audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, this song, she herself is like 14, 15, like you said, in making the song. The music video is set in a high school. You are meant to be like, this is for you. These are your emotions. But for some reason, it goes so much harder. Like, I know it. I know why.
It's like 40-year-old people breaking up being like, no, the only person that understands me is JoJo.
Yeah. Like, that's what's wild to me is like, we were of age to listen to this song going through our own breakups, right?
That was hard too, because no one feels more strongly than 13 to 15-year-old
right
kids.
Although we have very few places to kick people out of. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, right?
We're like, Leave, Get Out. It's like, of where? Like,
you
don't even have your own car right now. Yeah, it's like, leave this classroom that I am in.
I can't. I've got to take this quiz.
Yeah. Like, you don't have your own home. You can't just be yelling out like in your own home, leave, get out. Your parents are like, wait, what's going on? So
and if you watch the video, she's in a school. So it's like, she's like saying, you got to get out of the school right now. It's like, dog, yeah. I literally can't. But this is the district I'm in. I've been trying to go to that other school for 2 years.
I want to interview someone though, who was like 25, maybe even like 30 years old, getting like a 30-year-old going through divorce. Did this song help you? Or were you like, this is ridiculous. I can't be singing some 15-year-old song about breaking up. Like, do you know, like if she was like 18, I'd get it. Right. If it's like Billie Eilish wrote the really great song for Barbie this year. That's a really good like, kind of break. Like, and she's only 20 years old, but you're like, oh, this is really good. But there's something so specific about looking at like a 15-year-old girl. The music video is high school. And if you were like, she fucking gets it, dude. She fucking gets it, though. Or flip side, you're being broken up with. You're an adult person being broken up with. And you just hear her be like, get out, leave right now. It's the end of you. And you're like, wait.
Oh, or the nightmare that you are, you and your wife, your life, your marriage is falling apart behind the scenes, but you're trying to keep it together for the kids at the moment. You know, you're talking like someone's having an affair. It's all bad. And then your 15-year-old daughter walks by going, leave, get out right now. It's end of you and me. And you're like, girl, you don't even know. Don't understand.
Or you're like, what'd your mom tell you? What'd your mom say? You know, she hasn't been faithful the whole time either. Okay. I just want you to know that. Yes, mine was more recent, but when we were dating, I know about her and Steve. I know about it.
The daughter's like, what? This new JoJo Bop.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, everything's good between you and your mom. Yeah, we're fine. We're good.
Yeah, we're fine. Everything's good.
No, she doesn't. She's not kicking me out. Okay, that's what. Okay, never mind.
Two Christmases. I think.
But slow motion for me. Here's the thing. You have to remember, I was 14 at the time. And I hear the song Slow Motion for Me coming on the airwaves. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I remember this was like the first time I had heard that, like, to take it slower. I'd always thought that lovemaking was something to be done fast.
Fast and aggressively. Nick, I'm looking at I had the Slow Motion music video playing in the background on mute just to get reacclimated with it. I need you to share your screen with me, or let me share my screen with you. Right now.
Okay.
The slow motion music video.
There you go.
Juvenile looks like he is a make-a-wish kid who wanted to be a hip-hop artist. This whole video, dude. He looks so out of place. The whole video. It's just him with all these hard guys, and he's always out of place.
Right now, just for context, we understand that this is an audio medium. Right now, he is around some of the hardest dudes, and they're all wearing black shirts, like blue jeans. Everyone's got like do-rags or fitted caps on. Juvenile is much smaller than all of these men too. These are all defensive linemen. Juvenile is the tiniest little man you've ever seen, in the baggiest, more baggy than anyone else's clothes. Bright yellow. And I know it's like, oh, he sticks out. No. He sticks out in a bad way. Like if you and all your home, you like if you and your homies were like, yo, we're gonna look hard tonight, boys. Let's, like, that would be if like we all dressed up in like nice suits, and then someone shows up in one of the Dumb and Dumber suits, and you're like, no, that's not the memo. Why are you looking like that? Don't do that to us. You're making us look like idiots right now.
So is that anything?
Is it anything that we've done very few brackets, but one of the ones that we did have another, I believe it was the 99 bracket. Mm-hmm. It did have Juvenile's Back That Ass Up.
Yeah, and it didn't make it very far. And you're very upset.
And he's back. Juvenile has two songs of the summer.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Slow Motion isn't that good. And it did not stand the test of time. In 2004, was Slow Motion good? Do we appreciate Slow Motion? Yes. And we got its play. But if you played it now, I might not even recognize it, and I probably wouldn't have remembered it was Juvenile.
Sure. I forget that it's Juvenile. I will say that.
If JoJo comes on, I'm blasted back to 2004 violently.
And I will say this song has had its like own little renaissance. It's been that one like millennial song that we're all like, oh wait, we all collectively remember JoJo. Like it felt like it was a secret we all kept inside of us. that we all had been watching JoJo.
We saw Olivia Rodrigo breaking all these records, coming out of nowhere. Every song on her first album is certified platinum. She's a teenager making all these breakup hits. Really the voice of a generation. All the Zoomers are like, yeah, we've got this is our first like pop artist that's going to be a really big deal. And we're like, no, millennials, no, we had JoJo.
Yeah, we had JoJo.
We did it first.
Yeah, we've got that. We have Olivia Rodrigo at home, okay?
Not as good, by the way. Olivia Rodrigo, keep up the good work. For some reason, my Spotify DJ was like, you need to listen to Olivia Rodrigo a lot. And I guess I did.
And I do now. If what I'm hearing you say then is correct, I think we're moving JoJo's Leave Get Out onto
the... Yeah, I think we got to do JoJo. If it's not just for the staying power. And you know what? It doesn't have much, but it has a little. And that's more than Slow Motion did.
Yeah. I feel like Slow Motion is that song that... If you put it on a playlist that like if you have to be pretty deep into a very good playlist, this would be one of those nice like deep cut tracks that I think people would like vibe to, like, oh, nice. OK, but that's I think the most you're really going to get, though. No one will ever be like, fuck this song. People will be like, but you're just going to get, oh, nice. Oh, I haven't heard that song in a minute. That's a good song. Yeah.
People might hear oh, it's my time to hit the bathroom.
Sure. Yeah. It'll definitely keep the vibe going. But Leave, Get Out, a little bit different. You're not going to use it in the exact same party settings, but that one, every single time it comes on, people just lose their mind, and it's like a great nostalgic song. Speaking of nostalgic songs, at least for Chaboy, we have the 7 seed, The Reason, going up against 10 seed, Naughty Girl. For anyone that was hoping it was Naughty Girl that would be the nostalgic song for me, I'm sorry. It is The Reason by Hoobastank.
It is The Reason. This... The Reason by the band The Hoobastank is the greatest song of a generation.
Is it not the perfect love song? Like, is it not the only way to tell someone that you love them is through this song? I don't know how else we told people that we love them until Hoobastank gave us the words to The Reason.
The reason for me has always been a joke. I look at The Reason like I look at Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic. Like, it's a song, but it's not music, I guess. I don't know. The Reason is so... It lives in this space
where you're like, by all definitions, it is technically music.
Yes.
There are notes being played in order that have a rhythm and a melody, and there are words that go on top of it that seem to be thematically together. So that's a song. So by all definitions, you did make a song. That is all I can give you credit for, though, on this test.
It got so big and it was huge and blew up everywhere the whole time. I'm like, but it feels like there was a good base for a song. Like, they were about to get into songwriting and they were like, yeah, and we just got to flush it out with some lyrics and maybe a little bit more something. And then instead of doing that, they just sent it, shipped it. We're done.
This is also one of those great examples of a song that, like, is very, it is coded as romantic and is like, for sure a wedding song, right? There's no way in the summer of 2004, if you were getting married, you had to at least have The Reason on your board of like five songs, right? You were
had
like,
to make it, yeah.
I don't know. Do we want to do one that's so new? This is one of those great songs where it's like the whole song is mostly him being like, I'm a giant piece of shit, by the way. I used to be a piece of shit, but I'm not anymore. Like, he at no point says anything that like in the verses. It's just constantly about, like, he literally starts the song off by saying, I'm not a perfect person, right? So we start off immediately setting the table for, like, this guy's like, there's many things I wish I didn't do.
The whole time he just says, I was a shitty boyfriend. Yeah. And the reason I was a shitty boyfriend is you? No,
but,
the reason
but
you
also,
should get back.
It's like, but why was that not the reason when you were being the shitty boyfriend? But now she's leaving and you're like, yo.
And it's going up against Naughty Girl. This is, I have to paint a picture for all you people that may have forgot. 2004, Beyonce was just starting to run wild and free. She was just getting out of Destiny's Child. Maybe this is her second solo album. She's finally getting out there for real.
Yes.
And this song slaps so hard.
It's not that I don't think it slaps. I want to start there. It's not that I don't think it slaps, but this is not, I don't put, as far as like Beyonce songs go, I don't really put this up there. Like, if I want to listen to like a Beyonce song, Now, granted, this you're right. It's from her first album. This is her just trying to see what's going to work, see what's going to stick. And I will say I did pull this up because I did need to know. She does play it still live. So it has not left her memory. I was wondering...
When I saw Beyonce in 2019 or 20, whenever it was, on the Run 2, she did play Naughty Girl. And it was badass.
Okay. I thought this might have left the playlist, but it does stay. So it for her even has staying power. So I'll give that I feel like it's almost like, I feel like what Naughty Girl is this song helped her understand like, oh, I can go deeper. Like we get drunk in love because Naughty Girl ran, right? Or Naughty Girl walked so Drunken Love could run, mm-hmm. right? Like this is, without this song, I don't think we get to where we are now with Beyonce and some of the stuff she's done. But for me, this is not top Beyonce. I want to say this is top Hoobastank.
Okay, well, prime
Hoobastank, dog.
Dude, okay, yes, agreed. This is prime Hoobastank, but you can't compare prime Hoobastank. Prime Hoobastank doesn't even fucking, can't hold Beyonce's jockstrap, dude. Prime Hoobastank is, the reason is a joke. The song is a parody of music that everyone seems to have joined for one summer. And when you look back at it, it's a joke.
Is that not a joke, Nick? Is that not the great part of nostalgia? Is that not the fun of it all, right? Is to look back fondly and be like, oh, we were so silly. Like, we look at us. Look at who we were then. But this song, the amount of mixtapes this song got to be on, Naughty Girl wasn't on. This was the number one song on mixtapes. I guarantee it. I guarantee you for the year 2004, this song, number one on mixtapes. Naughty Girl is not. It is like, it's good. I mean, if we look at the charts, I mean, that one's easy. The Reason's number six all time that year. Naughty Girl's 18. It's no slouch in the game. But
yeah, but is the song structurally, musically, as something I enjoy to hear, Naughty Girl is better than The Reason by infinite margin.
Okay, cards on the table, Cody.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna go for
out a while ago.
So cards on the table. I don't know if I would have gotten, and I mean this genuinely, this is not a bit, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
I don't think I genuinely would have dated my high school girlfriend if it was not for this album. I used this album when we were trying to date in middle school to talk to her about her then boyfriend. And this album shaped what would end up being my first time dating her in middle school to then eventually what would happen in middle school. This album is insanely important to me, so I just can't. I'm going to put it on the table. I do love this song in a way that
I understand. Okay, Nick. Okay. Well, the music video for Not a Girl shaped me as a young man in a lot of defining ways as well. So we have reasons.
We have our reasons.
And the reason is Beyonce. I got to lock in Naughty Girl, dude.
I get it. And I'm probably in the wrong here. If this was any other Hoobastank song, I think I'd be in the wrong. But it's the reason, so
that album's so important to you. Can you name one other Hoobastank song? Because I can't.
Okay, so you have Crawling in the Dark.
Okay, good. You did it. That's all I needed.
Okay, that's a fun one. All right, so we'll settle this the only way we know how with the American Voting Coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. We got George Bush facing up, which means John Kerry is on the other side. Low seed is going to get to pick. That is going to be you, Cody, with the 10 seed. Where are you going with this?
I got to go. 2004, I got to go Bush. I got to go Bush.
Yeah, he's right there. Cody, this is the American Voting Coin of 2004.
Oh, it's brought to you by...
Oh, my gosh, dude. This was the year. This coin was minted in this year.
We got to go with Bush then. There's no... Bush wins this year.
Yeah, so it's you have
do
to.
Even, hey, Nick, do we even need to flip?
We just have to go by the fact that George Bush. It's like, sorry, I picked George Bush. I have to win. That's the rules. Yeah. I'm sorry. All right, we'll flip. John Kerry.
This is an atrocity against man, but I accept it. The reason, it might be a joke, but damn, it's stuck around, huh?
There's some very funny jokes that last, you know?
Yeah.
Cody, it is the who's on third of our generation. If I could be so bold.
There's three jokes. There's who's on third. There's I spilled spot remover on my dog and he disappeared. There's The Reason. That's it, dog.
Here's the thing that I think is important about this matchup. Leave Get Out versus The Reason. Is that this is middle school. if you were an adult listening to these songs and actively were like relating to them, you did not adjust well.
You had problems.
Like, once again, like when you brought up Olivia Rodrigo, I was like, oh, that's a really good like counterpoint to like what I'm saying. Like, what is it like to listen to like a 16-year-old girl sing about like breaking up and being mad at someone? I very much hear that as like, oh, yeah, you are a 16-year-old. Oh, great. Great. You're writing about it better than any of us did.
Yeah.
But I hear it like that. But you know, we know by the popularity of at least The Reason. I don't know if we can say the same thing about JoJo, but we can say this about the popularity of Hoobastank's The Reason, that this song, people did not listen to this song. No. That's what's wild to me, is that we were, like you said, I think even when it came out, there were some of us who were kind of aware, but whatever it is between his voice and the notes that they're playing overcome the lyrics he chooses to sing.
We keep avoiding, when we talk about The Reason, the use of the word song, the use of the word music.
it's all component parts at this point. We
took random parts off of random cars and put them together, and it does indeed run.
That car, you can't.
I will not call it a car. I will not call it a car.
I will not. Oh, man.
It can't win. If we're doing all this mental gymnastics to avoid the fact that we even want to give it credit for existing as the world as music, it can't win. That being said, I'm voting for The Reason, and it's terrifying.
Are you really?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am, dude.
Oh, I still could be convinced to go the other way. I was more on that Leave Get Out tip.
No,
I think from a standpoint of like what holds up now, what do people like would still be fun to hear? If I heard The Reason right now, and this is coming from someone who genuinely enjoys listening to Nickelback, unironically, give me Three Doors Down, play them. If Hoobastank comes on, I will be like, this is a bridge too far, guys.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have to do this.
Nick,
like,
this is my point. This is what I'm saying. If JoJo's Leave or Gets Out plays on a playlist in this year, 2024, I don't think I'd react in any way. But if The Reason comes on, every single person at that party will have a visceral reaction. This is powerful. Is it powerful because it's good? No. But I think Leave, I think they left it back in 2004. It doesn't matter anymore.
I disagree with you. I do think I was there this past like two summers, and it feels like JoJo came back in a big way. Maybe it was even like 2020.
Nick,
JoJo
next
came
time,
back.
Next time we have, I'm locking in The Reason. The next time I have a party, I'm going to slip in my playlist The Reason, and I guarantee there will be words spoken about it.
Just,
it's no one's gonna miss
it.
That's what I'm saying.
What's happening?
If we sneak these songs into a playlist, I think Get Out, Leave could slide by, right? People may, oh, okay, just maybe they'll bop along to it, maybe they'll sing a little bit, but no one's gonna have a discussion.
If The Reason
comes on, it's a discussion, and not only that, it might be the discussion for the rest of the night.
It's just being so stuck on like,
why?
What's the point? Why do we do this? Also, the one thing that I love about it is the music video is a heist. Like, at no point does this song seem to need a heist, but they were like, oh, that'd be pretty tight though.
It's not even the energy of the song too. If I'm Baby Fucking Driver and I need to get away, I'm not putting on The Reason.
Right.
I might put on Leave though.
Right. I got to get out right now. I actually am having a hard time giving The Reason it over Leave Get Out from a standpoint of like, what still holds up? Wild how much The Reason mattered at that time.
It is really wild, Nick.
And
right now,
definitively mattered more than Leave. I will say that.
Here's the deal. I give you $100,000. You have to correctly fill in a Mad Lib style sheet of the lyrics of these songs. Which one do you pick?
I mean, I'd probably have to go.
You gotta go The Reason, right?
Gotta go The Reason because I don't know the verses. I don't know the verses to Leave Get Out. Cody, fun fact, I have the lyrics up to Hoobastank's. So why don't we just play a little game here?
Okay.
Let's see how you got this.
Okay, I'm going to Mad Lib it. Yeah, hit me with it.
Okay. I'm sorry that I hurt you. It's blank. I must live with blank. I'm sorry
it's
that I hurt you.
Something I must live with every day. And all the pain I put you through. I can't remember the rest.
Oh, okay. Damn it. I should have went further down. All right. But nonetheless, you're right. All right. You proved the point.
I'm locking in the reason, dude. It's got to be the reason and not be. I don't know, man. Maybe it is good and we're just looking at it wrong. I don't. How do you last this long and stand the test of time this strong without being good? Wow.
I don't think it has lasted the test of time, though. I think this is firmly. I think Leave Get Out was about to not last the test of time. And then it just like popped through like a rose through concrete. And we're like, oh, hey, what are you doing here, Leave Get Out?
Do you think the reason is the one thing that millennials wish we could get back? We want a mulligan on that one?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Like when you have to attest for your own pop culture and you just have to be like when you look back on like a lot of movies and stuff from the 90s and look at Gen X, like, hey, man, you guys use like the R word. You called stuff gay a lot. Like, you guys got to answer for this. And they're like, oh, yeah. What about the who? What about Hoobastank? The reason. You're like, oh, man.
Fuck, you're right.
Damn. I'm sorry.
We all dropped the ball.
Yeah, we. Sorry, man. I was only 13 at the time, so I wasn't paying as much attention. But I did utilize it, like I said, to my advantage. Yeah. I'm still gonna go Leave Get Out here with JoJo, so that we will settle this once again the only way we know how with the American Voting Point of 2004, as brought to you by Random.org. Let's see here, Cody. You are the low seed now once again for the reason. Still going with your boy Bush.
It's gotta be Bush.
Gotta be Bush. All right, we'll flip. It is, and he does win like he always was supposed to. So the reason will move on. I can't wait. Here's the thing is I'm excited to dig into whatever curse this has. This song, there is something cursed about this. There's something dark here. There's some reason that this song could last and go as hard as it did for such a short amount of time.
We'll have to do some research. Maybe the band, his members are a coven of some kind, or the song was actually written by a lich. We'll let you know what we find.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. But thank you all so much for listening to this episode of From the Competition. If you want about your boys, a few things that you can do. As always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe so we show up in your feed and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Nick will post someday. He's just saving it for when you've all been good enough.
Yes. If
you have an idea for a 16-team tournament, you can email us to fromthecompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got a new episode coming out on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.